Next up on Columbus Community Radio, it's Youth Beat. I'm Lindsay Hirsch, but I'm not going to be talking to you much tonight. Instead, we're going to hand you over to reporter Nishant Makija, who managed to score an interview with our Congresswoman Joyce Beatty. Now, Miss Beatty had some very interesting and very insightful things to say, so we're going to turn the whole night over to her with a music break or two in between. Ready, set? Here we go.
And good evening. Welcome to Youth Beat Radio here on 98.3 and 102.1 FM. I'm Nishant Makija, here with Representative Beatty. Welcome to Youth Beat Radio. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
So my first question for you, Representative Beatty, is when were you elected to the House of Representatives, and what area of Ohio do you represent, and can you also tell us about the committees you serve on?
Yes, I can say that this is my second term, so I was elected in the 113th Congress and sworn in 2012, so I'm very excited about that. I got to Congress, and I've been very fortunate. I serve on the prestigious Financial Services Committee. I have two subcommittees, Housing and Insurance and Oversight and Investigation. And that's important when we look at the district that I serve. And while our district is wholly contained within Franklin County, I have most of the city of Columbus, all of Bexley. I have 29 municipalities. So if you know a little bit about Columbus and you know the 270 Outer Belt, I always think when you're driving that, think of me. Or if you're going to the airport, think of me. Or if you're shopping at Easton, then you should think of the 3rd Congressional District. We touch a little bit of everything.
That sounds great. And can you tell me what prior experience has prepared you for your current work in Congress?
I think it's been a whole host of things that prepared me. I had the great opportunity to serve in the Ohio legislature. I served there, and I was able to reach one of the highest ranks one could. I became the first Democratic female to be the Democratic leader and was able to deliver the majority so we could have a Democratic Speaker of the House. I think that prepared me on the legislative side. I think my work at The Ohio State University on the process, the management of staff, working as a team player helped me with that. And then I would probably say my career, overall career, being able to work with diverse groups of people. And I believe there are politics in everything. So if you look at Congress being about politics, people, and policy, I've had a lifetime of preparation.
And can you tell me what made you decide to run for Congress? When you were in high school or college, did you ever imagine that you would be in Congress?
Let me work backwards with that. Absolutely not. When I was in high school, I was like your typical high school student, just trying to figure out how I was going to get to college, and never thought about what would happen after college at that time. But after I got in college, I still never thought about Congress, but I thought about interfacing with people, making a difference in life. And I didn't know where that would take me, but it got me here to Congress, and I think I'm excited about that.
And what advice would you give to youth that would like to pursue what you've done?
I think when I think about the advice I would give to youth, I think about the same advice that people gave me when I decided to run for Congress, and that's to be involved in your community, to have an open mind, and to think about the things you don't like, but don't stop there. Think about how you will resolve them. I was always told if you wanted to complain about something, that was okay, but you should have some suggestions to how to fix your own complaint. Be engaged. Don't be afraid. Go the extra mile. Also, I think it's important to identify a mentor. And it doesn't have to be someone who's meeting with you every day or every week or every month, although that's great. But find somebody that can also mentor you from afar. Study their career. See how they got there. And then figure out how you can fix your life to maybe do some of the same things.
Okay. So would you recommend getting involved in national politics as much as possible?
I think that's a good start. I think you can start right in your own community. For example, right here in Columbus, for any of the young folks, whether you're Democrat or Republican, they have young Dems, they have young Republicans, and I think anything else in between, I guess. But I think you should do that. In your school, student government is great. In your extracurricular activities, work on being a leader and a follower. I think that's very, very important. I think it's also important as you finish high school, if you have a real young audience out there, or if you're in college, look at internships. And you have to be able to give a little of your time. So schedule time so you can learn, give back, and don't be afraid to volunteer.
So along with volunteering, what other advice do you give to youth that want to be involved in national politics?
I think it's important for you to follow national politics. I think it's important for you to think about writing letters to, I'm going to say, your congressperson. We also have young folks shadow me for the day. We also do college internships and let individuals come in. Just the other day, I was talking with my district director, and Matt Coppedge said something to me that I thought was very important. We have a young college student, and he said to me, we're going to make sure that this young lady does more than just answer the phone. We're going to take her with us into the community to make a difference. So when you go into internships, answer the phones, make the copies, and do all of that, but don't be afraid to say, I noticed on your calendar you have this meeting. Could I do some research for it? Could I sit in the meeting? Because you know what? The worst thing can happen is someone might say, not this time, but just think about it. I believe most people will say, absolutely.
And how would you tell a youth to stay informed of what's going on in national politics or what's happening around them in the community?
I think listening. I think listening to the news in all stations, both sides of the news. But I also think the best way is to, once you get that and dissect it, I think the best thing is to make that call to your elected official, if it's at the city level, the state level, and certainly if it's at the congressional level. Don't be afraid to ask them for information. We have staff, and they do research, they do outreach. So I think the one thing I'd like to say is be engaged.
All right, we're going to take a small music break. This is The Reptile Room from the soundtrack A Series of Unfortunate Events. Reporting is Shant Makija with our Congresswoman Joyce Beatty. On Columbus Community Radio, it's Youth Beat.
And would you say be engaged, take a look at both political parties as well?
I think the answer is yes. You have to do what fits your core values and your core beliefs. But if you're a young person out there and you're trying to find your way, let me just say, My core values match up extremely well because we care about young folks, we care about diversity, and we have a track record in the Democratic Party of believing in diversity, working towards those who are working class people, those who are middle class people. It's about making a difference, whether that's education, whether that's health care, whether that's jobs in the economy. And I think for a young person, that should be very exciting. I'm proud to say when I was very young, there was someone like me that said, look at both sides, think about what fits you, and know along the way, you can always make a change if it doesn't fit.
Very good. So let me ask you another question, and let me ask you about what Congress is like. Can you tell our listeners what the typical day in Congress is like, and what are your favorite parts of the job and the daily tasks that you go through every day?
That's probably one of the most difficult questions, but the question that I get most frequently. I would say there isn't a typical day. There are days that I start my day at 6:30, 7 o'clock. 7 to 7:30 is about the average day when I leave where I live on the Hill and I head towards my Cannon office in the Capitol building. And it's rigorous. It's a lot of walking, a lot of intense reading. Because when you think about Congress and you think about our role on keeping this wonderful nation safe, our role about making sure we look at the economy and the growth and that we look at trade and that we look at all of those other services that range from Medicare and Medicaid to Homeland Security and defense. So as you can see, it's broad reaching. And then I serve on the Financial Services Committee. So with some of the most complicated issues that are before this nation, whether it's tax derivatives or whether it's looking at something called Dodd-Frank that's all inclusive about how we fund and how we have oversight to our financial institutions. And then there's my other committees that keeps me quite busy. But it doesn't stop at 4 or 5 or 6. There are times that my day ends at 2 o'clock in the morning because we thought we were finished at 9 and the speaker calls us back in. I was there during the unfortunate days of talking about closing down the government. So life is 24 hours around the clock in Washington. But I don't want to make that seem like it's not exciting, because it's one of the most exciting jobs that I've ever had. When you look at the Capitol and you think about America and what it means to serve in Congress and to serve the people of this great nation, I think it's something that all young people should inspire to do and have a dream, whether it's the House side or the Senate or as President of the United States or an ambassador to a foreign land. Just reach out and don't be afraid.
Wow. So sometimes till 2 in the morning?
We've actually gone home and been called back into caucus at midnight and been back in at 1 and 2 and 3. Well, that's not the typical day, but sometimes we do have three sets of votes during the day. So you have to be very strategic and you have to have a good scheduler.
Wow. Okay, so can you tell me about what are some of the issues you're currently working on in Congress? I'd like our youth to understand some of these issues.
Right now is a very complex and difficult time with us. When we look at the change in the majority in the Congress, we are working on keeping this nation safe. There's a lot of dialogue about a Homeland Security budget and bill. We are also working on jobs and making sure that the economy is strong, whether that is through having a trade agreement. We are also fighting that we don't repeal health care from my side of the aisle. And that's important because when you look at young people especially, it's important for them to know that they can stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. It's important to know that when you graduate and you get into the workplace, if it's not part-time or if it's with an entity that's a small business and may not have the best insurance plan, that you can be covered for for minimal dollars. And then I'm working on the things in my committee. I'm proud to say that I'm working on issues in financial services, that we want to make sure that there's diversity with minorities and women. We're working on housing issues. A number of individuals with the rapid number of foreclosures in the past years we've had. Many folks are not able to buy a home, so we're making sure that we fight for federal housing standards, including public housing. And then I have some fun things that I'm doing. When you look at the number of athletes and those individuals in the military who have had some experiences with concussions, now one might say, where does that fall in the realm of what you think about Congress? I think it falls there because oftentimes it's just like the young folks listening to this radio show today. Someone may say something that spurs you to make a difference. I think my concussion legislation can make a difference in making our medical communities, our athletic communities, including those at the NCAA or our military, look at how we can save lives. And that's very important to me.
Is that your biggest accomplishment you feel like you've done in Congress?
I think one of my biggest accomplishments is being a freshman and being able to say that I've actually passed a bill. And I'm very excited about being able to have an anti-child sex trafficking bill to pass. It passed on the House floor in this time of Democrats and Republicans, so people say, not working together. But if you work together, and if you're doing the right things, then I think you can be successful. Because here I am with a bill that passed out on the floor 411-0. So to the young folks listening who don't understand that, that means everybody present that day and voting voted yes for Joyce Beatty's bill. And lastly, let me say what I'm proud of, because you have a young audience here. I'm very proud that I was able to work with young students, male and female, who are interested in reducing the number of crimes and attacks and violence on campuses. And we actually, from the Ohio State University, had a group of people to come to the White House and sit down and talk with the president and his team about, if you see something, say something, be able to report it. Again, being engaged. And Ohio State has been a great leader.
And we're going to take one more music break. My name's Lindsay Hirsch, here for Columbus Community Radio. This song is Spaceman, performed by the Celtic Women.
From afar, 'twas light years of time since his mission did start, and over a village he halted his craft, and it hung in the sky like a star, just like a star. He followed a light and came down to a shed where a mother spoke travelers on the road to the village they found by the light of that ship in the sky. Just before dawn, at the paling of the sky, the stranger returned and said, "Now I must fly." When 2,000 years of your time has gone by, this song will begin once again to a baby's cry. And it went la 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 la.
Great. Okay, so Youth Beat focuses on young people and issues that concern them. A lot of times people don't feel like Congress focuses on a lot of youth issues. And I would like to ask you, why don't youth issues get more attention in Congress?
I'm not sure I have the right answer for that, but I'm glad you asked that question, because one of the issues that I think should be out in the forefront, and I'm proud to say that I have spent a lot of time working on that, and that's reducing college tuition and the interest rates for loans. Also being very active with early childhood education, because if you start early and we put funds in it, and I'm very proud to say that the president's budget put 70-some billion new dollars in for early childhood education. So I think that should be important to young folks, because whether you're going to college or not, the president has also put dollars in for free tuition for those who are going to a two-year school or university where they may get some skill sets and not go on to a four-year. Mm-hmm. So I think it's important for young people to also have a responsibility to let us know. So here's what I'm going to do, because you've been so great. I'm going to say to you and your listening audience, if you would like to write to me, feel free to do that or email our office and give us some ideas of what's important to you as a young listening person in this audience. What would you like to see us do more? And I tell you what, I'll make a commitment. When we get our first five things in, I will go on the House floor during a 1 minute, and I'll call you so you can tell people to listen. And I'll say, because I was interviewed by Youth Beat Radio, I'm standing on the House floor today saluting young folks. And I'm saying to the world, here are some of the things we should consider, because here's what our young folks have said to us. How's that?
I like that. That sounds great. We will definitely tell our listeners to do that. And my other question regarding youth issues, you know, you were talking about solving the college debt problem. And so I wanted to ask you, what are you doing to solve it? What are the plans to solve this? This has been a huge problem for many students and going to college. And many want to go to that four-year university, but they just cannot afford it. And they're taking out loans and they're going into so much debt. So what is the plan, I think, that you have offered?
The one thing that I can tell you, in my first year when I got there, I was very instrumental in being engaged in my caucus with making sure that we reduce the interest rate. And I think that was very key. Unfortunately, in my lifetime, four-year institutions will never be free, I don't think. But I have been a strong voice listening to the members of not only the 3rd Congressional District, but across the nation in saying we have to reduce college tuition. I think I understand it because I spent so many years working at The Ohio State University. And as big as the university is, when you look at the number of state universities in the state of Ohio, Ohio State never had the highest tuition. It always fell somewhere in the middle. So I was very proud of that because of the quality education you get and what you pay for to get that. But now with that said, we can still do more. We should still advocate that we do creative things, that we give tax incentives for those who are sending their young folks to school. And again, I'm open to ideas. A couple weeks ago, I was at the University of Pennsylvania, and that same question came up. We were meeting with some college students, and they asked us about equity financing of college. How do you do it and then build equity that you pay back after you get your first job? So I think there's some creative things out there that we can continue to take a look at.
Okay, that sounds good, because I know that's been an issue for a lot of our listeners as well. So my last question I'd like to ask you, Representative Beatty, is if someone was visiting you in Washington, would they be able to visit your office, tour the Capitol, and attend a session of Congress, or how would they go about doing that?
The answer is yes, yes, and yes. And I am proud that I can say to your listening audience, I have had in my first and this current second term so many young folks who have been there, and I always try to take a lot of time and make it a top priority for me. So, yes, I've had one or as many as 5 students shadowing me at the same time. I've had individuals sit in committees with me. I have taken them to special events with me. They can get a tour of the Capitol. And even better than that, they can actually sit in a special section of the gallery and watch us on the floor vote, which is very exciting. And I encourage young folks, if they're in Washington, to reach out to me or to their congressperson and call their office and ask them if they can come and shadow them. And we're very fortunate in Central Ohio that we have great members of Congress who do that. My phone number is 202-225-4324. So you can call my office. That's 202-225-4324. And you can ask my staff to make those arrangements for you if you're visiting Washington. We are located on the first floor of Cannon, 133 Cannon. The Cannon office building is the oldest building in Congress. So hopefully we will get individuals to come, and you can text me. You can send me a note on Facebook. We tweet, so we're trying to keep up with all the social media.
Thank you so much, Representative Beatty, for being with us here on Youth Beat Radio. I really appreciate your time today.
No, thank you. This has been one of my best interviews. I wish you much success, and I look forward to getting an opportunity to come back again, and let's talk to all those young folks out there. Thank you.
Definitely. Thank you.
One last time, folks, that was Congresswoman Joyce Beatty and our reporter, Nishant Makija. A great interview with an absolutely phenomenal woman. I'm so glad that we've picked her to represent us in Congress. This is Lindsay Hirsch here for Youth Beat on Columbus Community Radio. Good night, everyone. The views reflected in this show do not necessarily reflect the views of WCRS Columbus Community Radio or any of YouthBeat sponsors.
YouthBeat Radio is funded by the School of Environment and Natural Resources at Ohio State University, the Ohio State University, and the Ohio State University Extension's Outreach Program, as well as the Puffin Foundation West and private sponsors. Check us out on the web at youthbeat.osu.edu or follow us on our Twitter page or our Facebook page.